Governor Hickenlooper's plan is the starting point for budget talks. He's proposing a nearly $90 million cut to K-12 schools and an almost 10% cut in higher education funding, including cuts to financial aid. But while education makes up nearly half of the state-controlled portion of the budget, economic development took center stage on Thursday. Democratic Senator Pat Stedman of Denver serves on the budget committee. He says it'll be a big focus during the upcoming session.
And to the extent you're proposing some things here for creating jobs and providing incentives, I think you're going to find a lot of interest in the General Assembly in working on those issues. And yet at the same time, I think the question of are we holding accountable those that receive subsidies or incentives or tax credits, are we really targeting these in ways that we're really getting bang for the buck?
One of the hardest things to do when you're doing real economic development is to be able to distinguish which of those businesses it wouldn't happen if you didn't give them that little incentive, and which are the ones that would have it anyway, and now you've just created a little bit of sweetener.
That's Governor Hickenlooper. He spent about 30 minutes fielding questions. Republican Senator Kent Lambert of Colorado Springs asked him to make business regulations less burdensome. It's an issue Hickenlooper pledged to tackle when he was first elected.
I don't think we've made a lot of progress.
Lambert says he wants to see a comprehensive review of all regulations because he says many Colorado businesses can't grow or stay afloat.
The overhead, the cost, the time involved in unnecessary regulations and administration is just dominating the scene.
Republican Representative John Becker of Fort Morgan criticized Hickenlooper for proposing to move $30 million out of water projects to support other parts of the budget, saying that too will hurt business.
To me, if we're going to promote the state and we're going to bring in new industry, I think one of the most important things that we can do is make sure that we have the water to provide that to those industries so that we're not hurting your second industry or your number two industry in the state, which is agriculture.
Hickenlooper says he understands all the concerns and admits the budget requires tough choices. But he says Colorado is positioned better than other states for a recovery.
As difficult as the last 3 years have been, the state hasn't fallen apart, right? I mean, certainly we haven't had all the resources we want. When you look at the last and the least, there are serious needs that are going unmet. But the world hasn't crashed. What we've had to do is continue to tighten our belts to look more closely at how we spend every dollar. To a certain extent, that's what taxpayers want.
Lawmakers also talked about Medicaid spending. The weak economy means more people qualify for the program, and it accounts for 80% of the general fund's growth. Republicans are asking the governor to request a waiver from the federal government to cut down on Medicaid costs. But Democrats worry it'll mean kicking low-income people off the rolls. Both sides of the aisle did praise Hickenlooper for being thoughtful, and Republicans say they appreciate that he's trying to promote business. As one Democrat said, there's something in the budget for everyone to dislike, so that means the governor did a pretty good job. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.